And we just had for the gradual was, I think, the second most popular hymn when I was rector of Brixham. We had the church called Saints, which is above the harbour there. Most popular song, not saying the most favourite, was Abide With Me, because it was written by the first vicar of All Saints in Brixham. The third was Little Donkey, but that's a story for another occasion. The second verse of that hymn reinforces, if you like, the words of today's gospel. It's taken from it. And there are two things, I think, in the gospel that I'd like to draw our attention to today. First, like all wise and sensible preachers, that excludes me, story finishes with a challenge. Who is this? Who's the one doing this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey. Go back to your seat, sit down, and let people ponder. Who is this that is doing this? It goes back, of course, to the other creation story from Genesis, Genesis 1 to 2. And we have that at the very beginning, God organizing and structuring the deeps, putting the waters in their place, into the sea, putting the land into its place. So who's in charge? Who orders the waters to their places? It's God. And we find that again if we go through the Old Testament, go through the Psalms, Psalm particularly 65, 89, God is in charge of the waters, the deep, the chaos. He brings order out of the chaos. He structures the seas. So if we're going to start saying, who is this that does this? Well, everybody knows the answer. It's God. And this is Jesus. Jesus, the Son of God. So the challenge that is being laid before people is, notice who Jesus is. Great teacher, healer, prophet, but ultimately, this is God come among us. This is God sharing human life, living it with us, revealing God's new way. So the challenge is thrown down to the apostles, is thrown down to those who hear this story, to those who read it in Luke's gospel. Who is Jesus? The answer is blindingly obvious. Ignore those who try and do him down and belittle him. Stand firm. Jesus, Son of God, the incarnate Word among us. The second point is this. They set out on the boat, and it's got rough, to put it mildly. And they go and wake Jesus up. They're nervous, they're anxious, they're frightened. Master, Master, they say. It's a respectful term of address. They're not just shouting, "Oi, you!" And they're not just shouting it once, but it's twice. That shows respect. And that's a reminder to us all. Wherever we go on that journey, whatever lies ahead of us, Jesus is there with us on that journey. We may not have the terrors and the fears that the disciples had, the deep, the water, oh, it's returning back to the primeval chaos. It's what it would have seemed like to them. We have the same Lord who shares our journey, who we can turn to, who we can ask and talk to and listen to, and he is with us to be that comfort, that support, to face the challenge and to face the difficulties that come our way, just as he's in the boat with the disciples in the storm on the waters. So two very positive things come out of this gospel reading. Jesus is who he is. The gospels reveal, show forth Jesus God. This is who it is. Don't try and talk him down. Don't try and say he's this or that or the other. Notice who he really is. And God goes with us on our journeys, whatever we face. This week, next week, today. Into that meeting room. Into that consultation room. Into that operating theatre. Jesus is there with us. And he will be our strength, our guide, and support, whatever comes our way. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.